वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 8th chapter, text number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of April, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Janavallabha Giri Varadhati
Thank you.
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद जी जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम के कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोधन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय स्वामी भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर समर लॉर्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर समर लॉर्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर समर लॉर्ड थैंक यू वेरी मच ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Translation. My obeisances are unto you, who are the property of the materially impoverished. You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied, and therefore you are the most gentle and our master of the monists.
Navah akinchana vitta, materially impoverished. This is the first qualification of a devotee. One who does not possess anything of this material world, he simply possesses Krishna. That is akinchana vitta. Akinchana means one who has lost everything of material possession. Because if you have got a small tinge of idea that I want to become happy materially in this way, so long you have to accept a body. The nature is so kind that in whichever way you want to enjoy this material world, she will give you a suitable body under the direction of the Lord. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, so He knows everything. That you still want something material, He will give you. Yes? You take it? Krishna wants that you get full experience that by material gain, you'll never be happy. This is Krishna's business. There's full freedom. Although you have got minute quantity of freedom, because you are part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna has got full freedom. But the freedom quality is there in me, because I am part and parcel of Krishna. The chemical composition. A drop of sea water has got a drop of salt also. Although it is not comparable with the salt containing in the sea water, but the salt chemical is there. This is our understanding. Janmadasyajata. Whatever we have got in minute quantity, the same thing in fullness is there in Krishna, in fullness. Just like Krishna says, Mrityus sarva harascha aham. Now we have got a propensity to take others' thing. You can say it's stealing. We have got that propensity. Why? Because Krishna has got. Krishna is known as the butter thief. The beginning, the thieving, stealing. So unless that stealing propensity is there, how I can get? But Krishna stealing and my stealing is different, because I am materially contaminated. Therefore my stealing is abominable. Whereas the same stealing in the spiritual absolute platform is so nice, it is enjoyable. Mother Yashoda is enjoying the activities of stealing by Krishna. That is the difference. Material and spiritual. Any activity is spiritual. That is all good. And any activity, a material, that is all bad. This is the difference. Here the so-called morality, goodness, they're all bad. And in the spiritual world, the so-called immorality is also good. That you have to understand. Just like to dance with others' wife at dead of night, this is immoral. Everyone knows, at least in the Vedic civilization, it's not allowed. A young woman is going to another young man at dead of night to dance with him. This will never be allowed in India. Still, it is private. But we find that all the gopis, as soon as they heard the flute, immediately they came. So from material conception, it is immoral. But from the spiritual concept, it is the greatest morality. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ramya kachid upasana brajavadhu bharga bija kulpita. Oh, there is no better mode of worship than what was conceived by the brajavadhus, the damsels of Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict about women. In his family life also, he never played any joke with women. He was very joking. But all with men, he never played any joke with women, no. Perhaps only once he played joke with his wife, Vishnupriya. When Sachimata was searching after something, she simply played a joking word, maybe your daughter-in-law has taken it. That is the only joking we find in his whole life. And it was very strict. No woman could come, when he was sannyasi, could come near him to offer the obeisance. They would offer obeisance from a distant place. But he says, Ramma kachid upasana brajavadhu bhargavi jakul. He says that there is no conception of worshipping better than what was conceived by the brajavadhus. And what was the brajavadhus' conception? That they wanted to love Krishna at any risk. So this is not immoral. That we have to understand. Anything in relationship, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is standing and his father is being killed. Is it moral? Would you like to see your father being killed in your presence and you stand, you don't protest? Is that moral? Nobody will approve it, that this is moral. No? But actually it so happened that Hiranyakashipu was being killed, the picture is here, and Prahlad Maharaj is trying to garland the killer. My dear Lord Killer, you take this garland. You are killing my father. You are a very good boy. You see, this is spiritual understanding. Nobody will sanction that if you cannot protect your father, you must protest. You must cry that here is my father is being killed. Come on, come on, come on. Help. No. He is prepared with the garland. And when he was killed, he said to Nrisimhadeva, "My dear Lord, now my father is killed, so everyone is happy. You now wind up your angry mood. Nobody is unhappy." He said this very word. Mode to sadhurapi vishchikasarpa hatya. Mode to sadhurapi. A sadhu, a saintly person, never approves that one should be killed. Never. Even an animal, a sadhu does not approve. Why animal should be killed? That is sadhu's business. But Prahlad Maharaj says, Modeta sadhurapi. A sadhu, a saintly person, is also pleased when a scorpion or a snake is killed. They are also living entity. A sadhu is never satisfied seeing another living entity being killed. But Prahlad Maharaj says, even a sadhu is pleased when a snake is killed or a scorpion is killed. So my father is just like snake and scorpion. So he is killed, therefore everyone is happy. Everyone. Such demon who simply troubles the devotees, such demon, very dangerous demon. So when such demon is killed, even saintly persons are satisfied. All the saintly persons, they do not want anybody should be killed. So Krishna is akinchana vitta. One has lost everything materially. For him, Krishna is the only solace. So Krishna is so kind that if anyone wants material prosperity and at the same time wants to become a devotee, that is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that somebody wants me, at the same time he wants material prosperity, he is a fool. He is a fool. Therefore, people are very much afraid coming to Krishna consciousness. Oh, my material prosperity will be finished. Because they do not want that. They want to stick to, generally they go to church, go to temple for material prosperity. God give us our daily bread. This is material prosperity. Or give me this, give me that. But they are also considered as pious because they have approached God. The atheist class, they do not approach. They say, why shall I approach God? I shall create my wealth by advancement of science. I shall be happy. They are duskriti now. Most sinful. One who says like that, that for my prosperity, I shall depend on my own strength, my own knowledge. They are duskriti now. But one who thinks that my prosperity depends on the mercy of God, they are pious. They are pious. Because after all, without sanction of God, nothing can be achieved. That's a fact. That is our statement that we have discovered so many counteracting methods for diminishing our distress condition. But if it is not sanctioned by God, this counteracting proposition will fail. The example is just like you have discovered nice medicine, very qualified physician. That's all right. But when a man is sick, ask the physician, can you guarantee the life of this patient? He will never say, no, I can do that. I cannot do that. I try my best. That means the sanction is in the hand of God. I am simply an instrument. If God does not like that you should leave, then all my medicine, all my scientific knowledge, medical knowledge will pay. The ultimate sanction is Krishna's. They are the foolish person, they do not know. Therefore they are called mura, rascals. That whatever you are doing, that is very good. But ultimately, If it is not sanctioned by God, by Krishna, this will be all failure. They do not know that. Therefore they are moolas. And a devotee knows that whatever intelligence I have got, I may try to become happy. If Krishna does not sanction, I will never be happy. This is the distinction between devotee and non-devotee. So, Krishna says to anyone who is trying to approach me to become Krishna conscious, at the same time he wants to become materially happy, he is not very intelligent. That means he is wasting his time. Our main business is how to become Krishna conscious. This is the main business of human life. But if we waste our time for material improvement and forget chanting, then that is loss, great loss. So if such mentality, Krishna says, Ami bigga tare kano bishaye divo. So this rascal is asking some material prosperity from me by discharging devotional service. Why shall I give him material prosperity? Rather, whatever he has got, I shall take it up. Yes. It is not laughing. When it is taken away, we become very morose. But that is the test that is stated by Krishna himself to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Tashaham manigrinnami harishetat dhanam sanai. Yudhishthira Maharaj indirectly inquired from Krishna that we are completely dependent on you and still we are suffering materially so much that our kingdom is taken away, our wife is insulted, you are attempted to be burned in a house. So Krishna said, yes, that is my first business. Jashaham anugrinnami harise taddhanam sunai. If I specially favor anybody, then I take away all his sources of income. Very dangerous. Yes. I have got my practical experience in this connection. Yes. That is Krishna's special favor. I do not wish to narrate, but it is a fact. It is a fact. My Guru Maharaj ordered me when I was 25 years old, that you go and preach. But I thought, first of all, I shall become a rich man and I shall use that money for preaching work. So, that's a long history. I got good opportunity for becoming a very rich man in business. And some astrologer told me that you should have become like Birla. So there was some chances, very good chances. I was manager in a big chemical factory. I started my own factory. The business was very successful. But everything was dismantled. I was forced to come to this position to carry out my order of my Guru Maharaj. Akinchana Vidyaya. When everything was finished, then I took Krishna, that you are the only. Therefore, Krishna is akinchanavit. When one becomes finished of all his material opulences, then now I am realizing that I am not lost, I have gained. I have gained. That's a fact. So, to lose material opulences for Krishna's sake is not loss. It is the greatest gain. Therefore it is said, akinchana vitta. When one becomes akinchana, nothing to possess, everything finished, then Krishna becomes the only riches for such person because he is devotee. Just like Narottam Das Thakur says, Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juta Koruna Karaha Eiva. Narottama Daso Kahe Natheliya Rangapaya Tumi Vina Keyache Ama. This position. Now Krishna, accept yourself. I have nothing to claim. I am nothing, no position. So don't neglect me, because you are my only position. This position is very nice. When we do not depend on anything material, simply depend on Krishna. That is first class position of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna is addressed, akinchana vittaya. When one becomes impoverished materially, you are the only wealth, akinchana vittaya. Nama akinchana vittaya, nirvitta guna vittaya. The result is that when one takes you as the only possession, immediately he becomes free from the activities of this material nature. That means immediately he is posted on the transcendental position of the Absolute. Akincha vittaya nibbitta gunavittaye atmaramaya. At that time, he becomes happy with you as you are, Krishna. You are happy with yourself, because Krishna has no difference between body and self. He is simply self, spirit, soul. So, we have got now this body and self. I am self, but I possess this body. Then when actually we become dependent on Krishna, as Krishna is self-satisfied, similarly we can be also self-satisfied with Krishna. Kaivalya, kaivalya pataye namaha. The Mayavadi philosophers, they monist, they want to become one with the Supreme. As Supreme is self-satisfied, they also want to be self-satisfied by becoming one with the Supreme. The our philosophy is also the same, Kaivalya, but we depend on Krishna. We do not become one with Krishna. That is one, if we simply agree to abide by the order of Krishna, there is no disagreement, there is oneness. These Mayavadi philosophers, they think that why shall I keep my individual separate existence? I shall become merged. That is not possible. Because we are created, not created from the very beginning. We are separated part and parcel. We are separated part and parcel. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, you, me, and all these persons who have assembled in this battlefield, we were in the past individuals, we are at present individuals, and in the future we shall continue to remain as individuals. We are all individuals. Nitya, nityanam, chetana, chetanana. He is the supreme nitya, supreme living force, amongst many innumerable living forces. We are jiva, innumerable, ananta. There is no counting how many we are. So anantaya kalpate. So this ananta, innumerable living entities, and Krishna is also a living entity, but he is the chief. That is different. Nitya, nitya. Just like there is a leader. Leader is one. And followers, there are many. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme living entity and we are subordinate, dependent living entities. There is difference. Dependent, we can understand, if Krishna does not supply us food, we starve. That's a fact. We cannot produce anything. Eka jo bahunam vidudhati kamat. So Krishna is maintaining, and we are being maintained. Therefore, Krishna shall be the predominator, and we shall be predominated. That is our natural constitutional position. Therefore, if we want to become predominator falsely in this material world, that is illusion. That we must give up. That we must give up. We shall always try to become predominated by Krishna. That is successful life. Thank you very much.